The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Daled, and we are 13 lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So we're in the middle of a sugya that's discussing the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah mentioned the halacha, Matzah Shtar Chayv. If somebody finds a Shtar Chayv, a Shtar that says, Ruvein owes Shimon money, if the shtar had a chrayis nechasim, meaning if based on the terms of the shtar, if the malva went to the loiva had no money, he would have a right to collect his choy from anyone that bought property that was in the rishus of the loiva at the time that he borrowed the money. Then the halacha is lo yachsam. He's not supposed to be mekayim a mitzvah sashava saveda with this shtar chayiv. He's not supposed to return it to the malva. Ein behem achrayis nechasim. If there was no achrayis nechasim, yachzer. Then the halacha is he can't. Divrei Rameir. The chachamim meirin. The chachamim argue. The chachamim say benkach u benkach. Whether the shtar is a shtar sheyesh ben achrayis nechasim or it's a shtar sheein behem achrayis nechasim, the halacha is always going to be lo yachzer. So we saw yesterday a three-way machlokes amiram had to understand pasha pshat of the Mishnah. Ravasi, Abaya, and Shmuel. Ravasi said that the reason the halacha is that matzah shtar choyv im yesh b'machrayis nechasam lo yachzer is because we're concerned that maybe the date that's written in the shtar is not really the date that the loan actually took place. And although ordinarily we're never concerned about something like that, so if somebody has a shtar choyv that says that there was a loan that took place on a certain date, we could assume that that's the date that it took place. And we don't say that maybe the zman and the shtar is muktim, maybe the malva is now going to be goyva from the lekuchos shaloikedin. The reason here we would be concerned is being that this shtar was lost, it was found on a street corner, there's a reyesa on the shtar, and the reyesa now gives me a license to think chashasha is that ordinarily I would not have a right to think. So over here, the halacha is that to the extent is achrayis nechasim, to the extent it matters what the date on the shtar is, lo yachzer. You can't return the shtar to the malva because he may now go and be goyver from the lekucha is based on the date that's written in the shtar, and the date written in the shtar may not actually be the date that the actual loan took place. If, however, the shtar does not have the achrayis nechasim, meaning the malva can never go back to the lekucha, is the only one he could ever be goyver from is the loiva, then it doesn't really matter what the zman and the shtar is. It's for that reason, to the extent that the loiva is moida, that the shtar is a real shtar, kishachayev moida, like Ravasi said, in that case, taloch is yachzer. There's no reason not to give it to him. The chachamim argue, the chachamim say, benkachu benkach lo yachzer. The reason is, like they explain in the Mishnah, if neisha bezin from him, we'll see in the Gemara, in daf yadal damad aleph, the Gemara will explain, because the chachamim hold achrayim toyosoy for who, that a shtar choyv that doesn't have a chrayis written in it means that the sofer made a mistake. Every single shtar is supposed to be a shtar sheyesh bei achrayis nechasim. In other words, there's no difference between a shtar choyv sheyesh bei achrayis nechasim and a shtar choyv sheyin bei achrayis nechasim. Every shtar has a chrayis nechasim. So just like Rameir says lo yachzer with a shtar is yesh bei achrayis nechasim, because we're concerned that the malva may take from the lekuchah shaloi kedin. It's for that same very reason that the chachamim say even a shtar sheyin bei achrayis nechasim lo yachzer, because a shtar sheyin bei achrayis nechasim for all intents and purposes is a shtar sheyesh by achrayis nechasim. So again, there's a chashash he may be tired from the lekuchah shaloi kedin. It's for that reason that the chachamim say benkach u benkach, even if the shtar doesn't say anything about achrayis nechasim in halacha, it's a shtar sheyesh by achrayis nechasim. The halacha is layachzer. That's the first pshat in the Mishnah. That was Ravasi's pshat. The second pshat was Abaya. Abaya argued with Ravasi, and the reason Abaya argued with Ravasi is because Abaya disagreed with the whole premise of what Rav Asi believed was the chashash in the Mishnah. Rav Asi said, you know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned that maybe the date written in the shtar is not really the date that the loan took place. As a result, if there's lekuchos, the malva may be torah from the lekuchos shaloi kedin. So according to Rav Meir, if there's achrayis nechasim, there's lekuchos, lo yachzer. According to the Chum, even if there's no achrayis nechasim, achrayis toy sefer, there's lekuchos. So therefore, the halachos lo yachzer. Abai says that's not a chashash. You know why? Because Eidav b'chasum of zochim loy. The way every Shibud nechasim works when you have a shtar choyv is the shibud tzchal not from the time that the loan takes place, but it's tzchal from the time that the shtar was written. Being that it's tzchal from the time that the shtar was written, what's your concern? Maybe the shtar was written in Nisan, but the actual loan took place in Tishrei. As long as the loan takes place, like the Gemara clarified, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Shibur is going to be chal retroactive from the time that the Shtar was actually written. So now if the Malva is going to be given from the Lekuchos, from that time, he's not doing anything Shaloi Kedin. He has a right to take it from that point. If so, that can't be the pshat of the Mishnah. The beer in the Mishnah cannot be lo yachzak, because we're concerned that the malva is going to be toyer from the lekuchos, from the zman written in the shtar, which may not be the real zman. There's a reis in the shtar. We're concerned. Who cares? If that's the zman written in the shtar, even if the loan didn't take place on that day, that's the zman from which you can be toyer from the lekuchos, because edav bechasum of zachamus. It says Abai, that's not the issue in the Mishnah. The issue in the Mishnah is something else. We're worried in the Mishnah that even if the loiva tells the malva, kishachayev moida, I agree, this shtar is a real shtar, still lo yachzer, because maybe the loiva really paid the shtar chayv. However, it's in the loiva's interest to make believe that he didn't pay, so that he, together with the malva, can get together in cahoots, what the Gemara calls a knunya, and they can now go to the lekuchos, make believe there's an outstanding loan, and be tired from the lekuchos. So if the loiva has a lekuchos, he had a piece of property that he sold, and he sold it to the lekeach shalei b'achrayas, so if there would ever be a malva that would be goiva, the field from that lekeach, it would never come back to the desk of the loiva, who's the meicher, because there was no recourse, so he doesn't have any obligation to pay it back. So he can get together with the malva and say, listen, why don't we make believe the loan is outstanding? I'll hide all my assets. I have no money. You'll take it from the lekech, and we'll split it 50-50. It's not a bad deal. Abaye says that's the concern in the Mishnah. So if the shtar is the shtar chayv sheyesh be'achrayas nechasim, there are lekuchos in the picture. If the lekuchos in the picture, lo yachzer. Why? Even kishachayev moide, even if the loiva admits that the shtar is a real shtar. Because maybe he's lying. Maybe the malva and the loiva are both really bad guys, and they're getting involved in a really ugly business transaction to go make this lekeach loose, so they can make a couple of dollars. It's for that reason that Allah is layachzer. If the shtar is aimed by achrayas nechasim, there's no lekuchos. So what are you worried about? This is an issue between the malva and the loiva. The Mishnah is talking about where Chayev Moida, the Loiva admits that it's a real shtar, so there's no concern. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach Layachzer. It's the same Chachamim like in Ravasi, because they hold Achrayas Toy Sefer. There's no difference between a shtar sheyesh ben Achrayas Nechasim and a shtar sheim ben Achrayas Nechasim. Every shtar is yesh ben Achrayas Nechasim. Because even if it doesn't say it explicitly in the shtar, it's Toy Sefer. It just means the Sefer made a mistake. And just like Rameir says, a shtar sheyesh ben Achrayas Nechasim, because of the Lekuchas Layachzer, it's for that reason the Chachamim say, even a shtar sheim ben Achrayas Nechasim, that loch is going to be lo yachzer, because really a shtar she'im b'machrayis nechasim is a shtar she'yesh b'machrayis nechasim. So Abaye is the second pshat in the Mishnah. Abaye's pshat is similar to Ravasi's pshat in that he or they agree that the Mishnah is talking about where the loiva agrees, he admits that the shtar is a real shtar, what the Gemara calls kishachayev moida. They also both explain the machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim the same. Is Achrayas Toy Sefer or not? Is there a difference between a shtar sheyesh by Achrayas Nechasim and a shtar sheim by Achrayas Nechasim? What then is the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Ravasi and Abaye? Why are they two pshatim? They're two pshatim merely in terms of what's the chashash in the Mishnah. Why lo yachzer b'shtar sheyesh by Achrayas Nechasim the Rav Meir? And why lo yachzer ben kach u ben kach even by a shtar sheim by Achrayas Nechasim according to the Chachamim? According to Ravasi, the chash is that maybe the zman is not the right zman, and even though ordinarily we're not worried about that, this shtar has a reyesa. According to Abaya, there's no such chash because edav bechasum of zochenloi. The chash of the Mishnah is knunya. We're concerned that maybe the malva and the loiva aren't cahoots together. But then the Gemara brought a third pshat. The third pshat was Shmuel, and the reason Shmuel was forced, or the Gemara was forced, alibe the Shmuel to say a third pshat, is because Shmuel, we know for a fact, holds like Abaya. Eidah bechasum of zachaloi, or we don't know it for a fact, but the Gemara entertained such a possibility. But what we do know for a fact is that Shmuel was not chayesh leknunya. So to the extent that Shmuel holds eidah bechasum of zachaloi, it knocks out Ravasi's chashash in the Mishnah. And to the extent that he's not chayesh leknunya, it knocks out Abaye's chashash in the Mishnah. So we don't have Ravasi's chashash, We don't have a bias chash. So why is the halacha in the Mishnah that matzah shtar chayiv yesh b'machrayis nechasim layachzer? According to the chachamim who hold achrayis toysefer benkach ubenkach layachzer. What's the chash over here? Why can't you return it? There should be no reason that you shouldn't be able to return it. The two chashes we don't have. Says the Gemara, Shmuel will be forced to learn the Mishnah completely differently than Rav Asi and Abaye. Whereas Rav Asi and Abaye both explain the Mishnah that the halacha is layachzer even kishachayiv. Even the Levi admits that the shtar is a real shtar, Shmuel's going to argue. Shmuel's going to say that if the Levi would admit the shtar is a real shtar, yachser. Because I'm not worried about being toirif shalai kedin, because eid b'chasum of zachan lai, and I'm not worried about kununya. So then give it back to the malva. There's no concern. The issue in the Mishnah is that the Levi is denying. He's saying that it's not a real shtar. Oh, he's saying it's not a real shtar. It's for that reason the halacha is that Loyachzer, because the Leiva doesn't admit it's a shtar. Mechatesi. The Malva says yeah, the Leiva says no. So you don't give it to the Malva. You have to figure out what to do with it. But for now, the halacha is going to be Loyachzer, very simply, because the Leiva is saying that the shtar is not a real shtar. The Gemara says, one second, that's very nice to explain the Reish of the Mishnah. How do you understand the Seifa? How come if the shtar did not have a chrayas nechasim, the halacha is Yachzer? If you're telling me, kishein chayiv moida, then the halacha should be always lo yachzer, says the Gemara, Shmuel tamei. Shmuel holds that a shtar chayif, she'en bayachrayis nechasim, en goyva loymi meshabdi v'loy b'nei chayir. It's a piece of paper. It has no value at all. The only time a shtar has any value, if it's a shtar she'yesh bayachrayis nechasim. But a shtar she'en bayachrayis nechasim is considered nothing. So a shtar she'yesh bayachrayis nechasim, which is a shtar, the halacha is lo yachzer, kishein chayiv moida. A shtar she'en bayachrayis nechasim, where it's not a shtar, so give it back to the Malva. It's anyways not a shtar. The Gemara says, if it's not a shtar, why are you giving it to the Malva? Whatever the piece of paper is worth, let the Malva get that. Maybe the Leva should get it. The Leva is denying the shtar's existence. But the point is that the Mishnah is talking about, number one, that's the first chiddush that emerges in Shita Shmuel. If that's the case, it's very posh why in the racial layachzer. The second thing that's mavur according to Shmuel is a chiddush that he's forced to say to understand the sefer of the Mishnah. And what's the chiddush that he was forced to say in order to understand the sefer of the Mishnah? That is that a shtar that has no achrayis nechasim is not a shtar. And that's why even if the loiva is denying the existence of the shtar, still the halacha is going to be yachzer. Very, very clear. Gemara number days on top brought a machlokes amayron, had to explain the machlokes rameir in the chachamim, which obviously marries into these three pshatim that we just said, Rav Asi, Abaye, and Shmuel, and had to understand the cheshash in the Mishnah of Loyachzer. Let's pick it up really from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It'll flow right into today's daf. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Machlokes, the Machlokes in our Mishnah is b'she'en chayav moida. It's talking about what the Leiva is denying the validity of the shtar. Rameir, so Rameir holds shtar she'en b'achrayis nechasim ein goyva loymi meshabdi v'loy b'nei chayri. Rameir holds that a shtar that has no achrayis nechasim, you can't be goyva loymi meshabdi v'loy b'nei chayri. It's for that reason Rameir holds a shtar she'en b'achrayis nechasim yachzer. The Rabbanon Sabri, the Rabbanon hold mikva gavi, you could be goyva. Therefore, shtar she'en b'achrayis nechasim is like a shtar she'yesh b'achrayis nechasim. That's why, just like in the Reish of the Mishnah Layachzer, when the loiva is denying kishein chayiv moida in the seifa, shtar shein bayachrayis nechasim, it's going to be the same halacha. But if the loiva is moida, the bayakol yachzer. Everybody would agree, yachzer. V'loi chashinu l'peroni l'kdunya. We're not worried about you'll be teref shloik kedin eid b'chasum of zachon. Like we're also not worried about peroni k'nunya. Whose sheet is this? It's a sheet of Shmuel. Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon said, Machloikis is a chayiv moida. No, Machloikis is dafka with a loiv is moida. Do I may have saw a shtar she'in by a chayis nechasim in the shabdi hut loi govi, abul bnei chayri, mig ba govi. You could be goiva from the bnei chayri. V'rabon and savri, mi mishabdi na mi govi, abul kishayin chayiv moida, divra akol a yachzer. But if the chayiv is not moida, everybody would hold loi yachzer. The chashin of Leperoin. Whose sheet is this? This is Rav Asi and Abaye, really, just to keep it simple, who both hold that the Mishnah is talking about kishachayiv moida. Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbi Yechonon, the Tufta, the Rabbi Lazar Bechada, the Tufta, the Shmuel Betarti. So the Gemara says, we're going to bring a Braisa now that supports Rabbi Yechonon. He's the second of the two Amiram that we just mentioned, which we said, high level, is Shitas Ravasi and Abaya. It's going to be a Tufta, the Rabbi Lazar Bechada. He's the first Amira that was brought on the top of the Yamin, who we said essentially is Shitas Shmuel. It's going to be a Tufta, the Rabbi Lazar Bechada. The Tufta de Shmuel Batarti. Who's Shmuel? Shmuel is also the one that argues with Rav Asi and Abaya and Rabbi Yochanan. He held like Rabbi Lazar. So we're going to have now a tiyufta on that third mahalach, which is Shita Shmuel and Shita's Rabbi Lazar. But it's interesting that the Gemara says tiyufta the Rabbi Lazar b'chada and tiyufta the Shmuel b'tarti. How's that possible? They're essentially saying the same thing. The Gemara will explain. Zok the Gemara, what's this b'raisa? Matzah shtar echoiv. If somebody finds a shtar echoiv, v'yesh b'machrayis nechasim, it's a shtar sheyesh b'achrayis, afa pisha shnei moidim, even if the loiv admits that the shtar is a real shtar, the loch is lo yachzer, loy lo zeh, the loy lo zeh. You can't return a shtar, even kishachayiv moida. That's obviously Shitas Ravasi and Shitas Abaya. According to Shmuel, there's no problem returning such a shtar. The whole halach in the Mishnah of Lo Yachzer was only Kishein Chayav Moida. But if the Leiv admits it's a good shtar, absolutely, you could return it. What if the shtar did not have a chrayas? Bizman shal Leiv Moida. If the Leiv is Moida, Yachzer, then you could return it. Lamalva. Ain't a Leiv Moida. Lo Yachzer, Leiv Lozeh, Leiv Lozeh. Divi Rameir. Shayer Rameir Oimer. Because Rameir used to say, Shtare Choiv Shiyesh Bamachrayas Nechosim, Goiva Minachosim Mishubadim. The she'ein b'machrayis nechasim goyvim minachasim b'nei chayr. The chachamim oyvim. The chachamim say echad zeh ve'echad zeh goyvim minachasim b'shabadim. And the Gemara does the work for us. And the Gemara explains it. Thankfully, tiyufta the Rabbi Lazar b'chadav. This is a tiyufta the Rabbi Lazar b'chadav. Why? The Amar. What did Rabbi Lazar say? The Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, shnashim b'machrayis nechasim ein goyvim minachasim b'shabadim v'loy minachasim b'nei chayr. Rabbi Lazar, whose shitas Shmuel was all predicated on the fact that if you have a shtar she'ein b'yachrayis nechasim, it's not a shtar. You can't be goyv and not nechasim mishubadim v'loy nechasim nechayim. It's for that reason Shmuel said that even though the Mishnah is going kishein chayiv moida, a shtar she'ein b'yachrayis nechasim the halacha is yachzer, because it's anyways a worthless shtar. All you're going to get out of the shtar is lots of pisul chisoy, but it's not a real shtar. So just because the leiv is denying the existence of the shtar, no harm is going to happen. You're going to look at the shtar, you're going to see there's no achrayis nechasim. No one's going to be tired of anything. Shaloi kedid. The problem is that what do you see in this brisa? The brisa said mefurish that according to Rameir, shtar she'im b'yachrayis nechasim. It's mefurish in the brisa, not like Shita Shmuel. The Kamar additionally, Rabbi Lazar said, "Bein l'Rameir, bein l'Rabbanon, loy chayshinon le'knunya." Shmuel's shita was predicated again that kishachayev moida, there's no issues. Yachzer, because we're not chayish l'knunya. Ubraisa k'tani, the braisa is not that way. Shtar she'im b'yachrayis nechasim, mi mishab dihudu le'govi, hu b'habim ne'i k'chayrim, mikva govi k'tani, bein l'rameya, bein l'rabana, chayshin l'knunya. The k'tani, afa pisha shnayim moidim, lo yachzer, lo yilozev, lo yilozev, ama chayshin l'knunya. It said that there is a chash k'nunya, and even though the shnayim moidim, if it's a shtar she'yesh b'yachrayis nechasim, that loch is lo yachzer. Either way, the Gemara said, Tiyufta the Rabbi Lazar b'chada, because there's two line items in this braisa that don't stem with something Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel said. Number one, the idea that a shtar she'en b'yachrayis nechasim, Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel were mechadish. Let's talk about Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was mechadish, a shtar she'en b'yachrayis nechasim. You can't be goyv at all. You see mefurish in the braisa not that way. And number two, whereas Rabbi Lazar said that if the shtar is yesh b'yachrayis nechasim yachzer, loy chashin eluknunya, there's a mefurisha lashin in this braisa that says not that way. But the Gemara says, back of the envelope arithmetic, we said tiyufta the Rabbi Lazar b'chada, and we're disproving Rabbi Lazar from this braisa from two things. V'hani tartihu. So the Gemara says, isn't that two? So the Gemara says, chadahu. It's really one, the chatamhu. It really comes down to one point. The mishum de kama Rabbi Lazar machloikis b'she'en chayev moida. Because Rabbi Lazar said that the Mishnah is talking about k'she'en chayev moida, that's how Rabbi Lazar learned the ratio of the Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Lazar learn the ratio of the Mishnah that way? For the same cheshmen that the Gemara made on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, according to Shmuel, it's the same shita really. Because he holds Eidah b'chasum of Zochin Loi, so you don't have Ravasi's chash. He also holds Loi chayshin amud knunyo, so you don't have Abayas chash. So the whole reason that the halacha is Loi yachzer must be because he holds that the Mishnah is talking about Kishe Ein Chayev Moida. The problem is, if the Mishnah is talking about Kishe Ein Chayev Moida, then how are you going to understand the Sefer of the Mishnah? Why is the halacha allowed to give it to the Loiva when there's no Achrayas Nechasim? The reason must be because he holds that shtar is not a shtar. So although it's really two shitas, and we see not like both shitas from this Braisa, but really it was one thing that forced Rabbi Lazar to say both. Because the moment you learn the Mishnah that it's talking about kishein chayiv moida, but you hold that kishein moida that Allah is yachzer, you're muchrach to say the second chiddush because the two are really tallies epizet. There's no other way to learn the Mishnah. So even though it's two, it's one, and that's why the Gemara is yufta the Rabbi Lazar the Chadas. Says the Gemara, v'ani tarti hu chadahu. No, the chad tamhu, the mishum the kama Rabbi Lazar machloikes b'she'en chayev moida hu metarit zachit. For that reason, he was forced to learn this way. But the Gemara said, although it's tufted the Rabbi Lazar b'chada, it's tufted the Shmuel b'tarti. Why? Chada ki Rabbi Lazar. Number one, because Shmuel is Rabbi Lazar. Da moiki masnisim b'she'en chayev moida. The chada and the second tufta, the Shmuel from this brayse is the Abma Shmuel, because Shmuel said in a different context a very similar halacha. If somebody finds a shtar hakna b'shtok, what's a shtar hakna? We had that yesterday. That's where the loiva tells the malva, I'm being meshabed all my nechasim to you, even if the loan doesn't play out. It doesn't matter. They sit down, they have an arrangement, there's going to be a loan. So whether the loan happened or didn't happen, he's automatically being makhlit to his nechasim. It's similar to Eda b'chasum of Zachanloi, but it's not Eda b'chasum of Zachanloi. Eda b'chasum of Zachanloi, the loan has to actually take place. And Eda b'chasum of Zachanloi is true for every single shtar chayev in the world. The shtar mikna is a kimta. It's a very specific type of shtar. But either way, if somebody found the shtar hakna b'shuk, the loch is yachzal abaylam. You can give it to the baylam. V'loy chashina lepiroyin. And you are not chayish lepiroyin. Tufta. And that's, you see, not that way from Mal Braisa. The Tani Hoch, it said over here, the Alpha Pisha Shnei Moidim Lo Yachzer, Loy Lo Zeva Loy Lo Zeh, Alma Chashina Le Piroyin, and the Chashina Le Piroyin that you see in this Braisa is even when the Loy Vez Moida, Koshkin Hocha, the Loy Moida Loy Vez Chashina Le Piroyin. So certainly, in Shmuel's case, Matzah Shtar Akna B'Shuk Yachzer Le Bailam, it sounds like maybe even if the Loy Vez wasn't Moida, even there the Halacha is going to be Yachzer Le Bailam, you certainly see not that way. So either way, how we learn our Mishnah, even though it comes down to two nekudos. The Gemara refers to that as chada, but tufta the Shmuel betarti because Shmuel said a separate halacha of matzah shtar hakna b'shuk yachzal l'baylam. Would Rabbi Elazar agree with that halacha? Is there a hechrich Rabbi Elazar maybe wouldn't agree with that halacha? Is it only Shmuel that said that tarti, or is that tarti that Shmuel said muchach based on the way Shmuel was mefarished in Mishnah, and essentially then based on the way Rabbi Elazar was mefarished in Mishnah? Take a look at Rashi, take a look at the Ran. Either way, that concludes this part of the sugya. Oh, Mashmuel. My time at the Rabban. What's pshat in the Rabban? Rameir made a chiluk in the Mishnah. He said, if somebody finds a shtar chayv sheyesh b'achrayis nechasim, lo yachzer, a shtar chayv sheyim b'achrayis nechasim, yachzer. The Chachamim said, it doesn't matter if the shtar says something about achrayis or not, benkach, benkach, taloch is yachzer. So we saw three pshatim. What the chshash, or what the reason is that a shtar sheyesh b'achrayis nechasim lo yachzer, it boiled down to two pshatim. How to understand the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah talking about kashchayev moida? It's kashayin chayev moida. But either way, said Shmuel, my time of the Rabban. The Rabban said that if for whatever reason the halach is lo yachzer by a shtar sheyesh b'achrayis nechasim, that halach is also going to be lo yachzer by a shtar sheyin b'achrayis nechasim. My time of the Rabbanon, so we spoke it out all morning. Sabi achrayis toy sefer who? They hold achrayis toy sefer. So there is no such thing as a shtar sheyin b'achrayis nechasim, because if you look at the shtar and it doesn't say anything about achrayis nechasim, go sue your attorney because he made a mistake. At the end of the day, there's a toy sefer. That's the explanation for why there's no achrayas nechasim, because every single shtar has achrayas nechasim. So for the same reason, Rameir holds lo yachzer when it says mefurish achrayas nechasim. For that reason, the Chachamim say lo yachzer even when it doesn't have achrayas nechasim, because a shtar she'im bo achrayas nechasim. I keep on repeating this, is like a shtar she'yesh by achrayas nechasim. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava bar isi l'rav idi barab mi amash mul hachi. Could Shmuel have said that? Could Shmuel have said that the reason the Chachamim hold there's no distinction in this halacha matzah shtar chayv between a shtar chayv she'yesh by achrayas nechasim and a shtar chayv she'im by achrayas nechasim? Because even a shtar chayv she'im by achrayas nechasim is a shtar chayv she'yesh by achrayas nechasim. The halacha is certainly like the Chachamim. It's not like Rav Meir. The problem is, Shmuel himself said, Shvach, Shvar, the Shibud, Tzarech Limalech. So what's this halacha? So you have a long Rashi that explains the halacha. We're talking about a sofer that was hired to write a shtar mecher. So Reuven's going to buy something from Shimon. He hires a sofer. The sofer is now writing the shtar that says that Reuven's buying Shimon's field. Before the sofer writes the shtar, he has to consult with the mecher. And the loikeach, he has to meet with the parties, and he has to ask them certain questions based on what their agreement was, so he should know how to memorialize this transaction. He has to ask them three things. Number one, what will happen if someone's going to come to the loikeach, the Reuven, and take the field away from Reuven? So naturally, Reuven's going to want to go to Shimon and tell him, the field that you sold me wasn't really your field. I heard you were a goslin. Or you owed somebody money and it was meshubet to somebody else's chayv. Does Reuven, the lekeach, have a right to go now to the meicher? Or does he not have a right to collect from the meicher? What we know as achrayas nechasim. So Shmuel said that before the sefer writes the shtar, he has to talk to them. He has to find out, what did they agree on? Did they agree on achrayas nechasim? Or did they not agree on achrayas nechasim? Additionally, shvach. What will be if Reuven, the lekeach, has been working and living on this field for a year, and during that year he invested money into it, and now the field was taken away from him? So if he's going to now go to the meicher and try to get his money back for this field that he bought, could he collect the money that he invested into the field as well, or not? So again, that's something the Sefer has to ask them. Before he writes the Shari, he has to know what they agreed on. And then finally, Shvar. Let's say he's taka going to go back. Let's say he agreed that I get to get my money back, or I get to even get my Shvach back. Could he collect mi idias nechasav? Maybe mi beninus, maybe mi ziburis, right? We learn bavakama, meitav sodeo. So there's different categories, different classes of assets that people own, and depending on what was agreed upon, it sounds like that will determine which class the lekeach is allowed to get from. What's the point? What do we want from here? Shmuel said that before the sefer writes the shtar, he has to consult with the parties to find out whether they agreed on there being achrayas nechasim or not. He said shvach, shvar, and shibud, really out of order. Shibud is there achrayas? Shvach, could he even collect the shvach, money that he invested in? And shvar, could he collect miyadiyas nechasav? But the bottom line is, if Shmuel said tzarech limalech, how does it stem with this halacha? Here Shmuel said pshat in the chachamim, who we certainly paskin like, is that achrayas toy sefer? That means it's always understood, every single shtar always has an achrayas nechasim, and here Shmuel said that the sefer is tzarech limalech. What does it mean tzarech limalech? Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be. It means at the end of the day, it's not muchach. So if it doesn't have it, how do you know it's achrayas? Maybe it's not toy sefer. Maybe they just didn't agree on it, and that's why it's not there. So it says the Gemara, it's such a festus here in Shmuel that maybe two different talmidim must have understood their Rebbe differently, but either way, there's no way to reconcile these two halachas. Gemara says, no, it's not muchach likasha kam b'shtar yavah. One is talking about a shtar milvot loyav in a shduzi b'kdi. People don't just lend money. So before somebody lends money, he makes sure he'll be able to collect this loan. And not only collect it from the loyva, even be able to collect it from the lekuchas. And if you have a shtar choyv that doesn't say achrayas nechasim, zok shmuel in the shitas chachamim, achrayas toy sefer. But this other halacha of shvach, shvar, v'shibud, tzorech limolech, wasn't talking about a shtar halva. It was talking about a shtar mecher. A shtar mecher, mecher chamemker, it's different. People are willing to buy things, live dangerously, even though they know that the thing they bought may be taken away from them one day, and they may not have a chayis nechasim. They may not be able to go back and collect it. The oved inish, the oved arli yemei, because people sometimes buy things even for one day. People rent things, people lease things, people buy things that they know that they won't nest. Nothing's forever. They buy things that they know they may not have forever. It's not going to necessarily last forever. What does? And the Gemara says, I'll even tell you a ma'aseh shehaya that proves this point, and it happened with Shmuel. Davu Bari is of an Elisa Miyachseh. Davu Bari bought Alisa, was the second floor of a building. So he bought a penthouse suite from his sister. Also, Balchayv, Tarv B'nei Balchayv came and told. So this is another family feud. So the Balchayv comes and says, oh, by the way, that apartment that your sister sold you, she owed me money. It was a shibud. I guess she never told you about it. But either way, I'm taking the apartment. Also, the Kamei D'Amar Shmuel. So there was a din Torah. It was brought in front of Shmuel. Amalei. So Shmuel told Avu Barihi, Kosfalach Achrayas? Did it say Achrayas in the shtar? Meaning, is it Mefurish in the shtar that you have a right to collect if the fields or this apartment's taken away from you? Meaning, Gei Gesunta Hate, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. Meaning, Eve, so he told him back, Savu Barihi, he heard Shiurim from Shmuel. He knew Shmuel shit as Achrayas Toy Sefer. So he said, what's going on? Amalei, so he told him back, this Chilakani, Mili B'Shtar Yavo. That's true by a shtar choyv, not by a shtar mechet. People are willing to live more dangerously when it comes. If I'm buying something, so I'm giving money, but I'm getting something for it. So it could be I'll take risk, even though I'm not going to have it forever. But if my giving money means I'm loaning money to somebody, so I'm not really benefiting from it. It's I'm being kind. I'm giving somebody a loan. I want to make sure that I'll be able to collect that loan, and therefore I know that I want to have achrayas. And even if it doesn't say achrayas, we assume achrayas to your sefer. Amr Abaye, Ruvich, Machasavu Shimon, Ruvin sold the field to Shimon, be achrayas. So that if somebody ever takes the field away from Shimon, Shimon has a right to go back to Reuven. And now Reuven's Bal Choyv, in fact, went to Shimon. So again, Reuven sold the field to Shimon. The arrangement was that if it's ever proven that Reuven had a Bal Choyv, he was also a Loiva, and the Bal Choyv now took the field away from Shimon, Shimon has a right to go back to Reuven. So says the Gemara, what happens if right now the Bal Choyv is suing Shimon, he's trying to take the field away from Shimon, claiming that the field that Shimon bought from Reuven really belongs to Reuven. Can Reuven go to Beis Din and Reuven act like a Bal Dover in this court case and deal with the Bal Choyv? Or perhaps he can't. Because right now, this Din Torah is not between the Bal Choyv and Reuven, it's between the Bal Choyv and Shimon. He's not taking it from Reuven, he's taking it from Shimon. Said Abaye, what we would all intuitively think, the Aloch is that Reuven is considered a Bal Dover in this case. He's allowed to go and Tainezich with the Bal Choyv. The Bal Choyv cannot tell Reuven, I don't know who you are. If you would have it, okay, you're the Bal Dover. But I'm taking it from Shimon. The Amalei, because Reuven can tell the Bal Choyv, the Mafkes Minei, if you end up succeeding in your Din Torah, you take away the field from Shimon, Alai Didi Hada, Shimon's going to come back to me. Ikud Amri, some said, Afilu Shaloi Bachrayas Nami. There was an Ikud Amri that said, Achrayas pieces La Dafka. Even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon, Shaloi Bachrayas. So if the Bal Choyv now takes the field away from Shimon, Shimon does not have a right to go back to Reuven. So Reuven financially has nothing to lose. Still, Reuven can tie Nezich with the Bal Choyv. And the reason is, because even though Shimon doesn't have a Chayshim Mishma claim on me, but he's probably not going to be happy with me. He's going to have Tarimus on me. He may bashmutz my name. Things may happen. So Reuven has a right to say that I don't want Shimon to have Tarimus on me. We once spoke out, this is the Gemara in Bava Kama as well. Bava Kama Daf Ches Amid Beis, in the Sugya Meitav, and we spoke out then for Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that said that the Gemara says sometimes Yesh Loi Olav Tarimus, that even though you don't have a Chesha Mishpa claim on him, but you can have Tainus. So Yisrael said that you see from here that Tarimus is not a Hefkervelt. You could have Tainus. If he wants to have Tainus, he'll have Tainus. And if he doesn't want to have Tainus, he won't have Tainus. He says a Yid doesn't have a right to just walk around with Tarimus on people. It's Nishkan Hefkervelt. If Chazal said Yesh Loi Olav Tarimus, you can have Tarimus. If Chazal said Ein Loi Olav Tarimus, or they didn't say Yesh Loi Olav Tarimus, then you have no right to walk around being grudged and fatayned on people around you. It's not something you have a right to do. So here too, Reuven can tell the Bal Choyv, it's true, I don't stand anything to lose financially. But Shimon may have Tarimus on me. He may even have a right to have Tarimus on me. I'm not interested in getting involved in that situation. He's considered about the Amr Abaye, another halacha regarding a Achrayis Nechasim Reuven. Shimon Chazal Lishim Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Shaloi Ba'achrayis. The arrangement was, no Achrayis V'yotzu Aleo Asikin. So as they're finalizing the transaction, they didn't close yet, but as they're finalizing the transaction, Shimon starts hearing rumblings on the street. You're really buying that field? That field's been on the market for a very long time. Everybody knows there's some question of, with regards to who the real owner of the field is. I don't think you should buy it. So Shimon now goes back to Reuven, and Shimon says, I want out of this transaction. So could he get out or not? So the halach is, actually, hichsikba, if he wasn't koin it yet, didn't make a chazaka yet, yochel achsiba, he can get out. Misha hichsikba, once he's machsik, even says Tap Rashi Bishalay Nosam Mois, even if he didn't pay for it, any Yochel Achsabai. At that point, he's not allowed to back out. And the reason is because Karkis Niktas Bechazaka. And once Karkis Niktas Bechazaka, even though you didn't pay for it, it's yours. So you heard the rumblings a day late and a dollar short. At this point, right, so if you weren't kind, you could back out. Even if you, right, but if you didn't, not if. If you paid for it, you anyways can't back out because kakas nitas bekasa. The point is that if you didn't pay for it and you didn't make a chazaka, then you can back out. If you didn't pay for it and you made a chazaka, then you cannot. And the Gemara gives an interesting reason why. The Amalei, because he can tell him, chaisa de kitri sabres vekablos. Being that you bought this field shalei b'achrayas, you obviously were willing to take risk. Because if you didn't have an appetite for risk, you would have made sure there was a chrayis. You were willing to buy a shalei b'achrayas. So being that you're willing to buy a shalei b'achrayas, even though right now, it turns out that you're going to lose. You rolled the dice. You lost. And as a result, you can't back out. But it sounds like, had he bought it be'achrayis, then the halacha would be different. It's only because he bought it shalei b'achrayis. The Amalei, he could tell him, chayse de kitri, sovres v'kablos. That's a way of saying that you get a gift, this big wrap gift. It looks like there must be something chashev in it. You assume there's something chash, but sometimes you open up, there's nothing there. So you assume that this was something really wonderful that you were buying. But it was a chais in the kitchery, service for kidless. Maybe it's a half a chazaka. When is it a chazaka? Actually, hichzik ba, yachal achzabar, misha hichzik ba, in a yachal achzabar. What's that point? Says the Gemara, mechidai yasha mitzri. As soon as he makes a regular chazaka, Rashi says, mesakin gvulei hasada umakbiyem. It's just a type of chazak. If ikidami, some say, I feel about chayas nami, that this halach is not exclusive to someone that buys shaloi b'achrayas. Because of this svara of chaysa de kitri sovis v'kabos, or you're willing to take risk. So okay, so even though it was yotzal of asikin, before everything was finalized, as long as you made a chazak, you can't back out. It doesn't matter. Even if you bought a b'achrayas, still the halach is that you can't go back to the moicher. The amale, you can tell, nach v'tarfach v'ashalim lach. You're not backing out because of a rumor. Meaning you are sensitive to the risk, but all it is right now is a rumor. Rumors are what they are. If you have real proof that somebody took the field away from you, then because of our agreement, which is the achrayis lachasim, then you'll be able to take it away from me. But other than that, I'm not interested in hearing from you. If somebody sells a field to his friend, we find out after the mecher that didn't really belong to the mecher. Rav, my Rav says, yeshloi mois, v'yeshloi shvach. The loch is that the lekeach can go back to the mecher. He can take mois from him and get his money back. Not just that, any money, additional monies that he invested into the property, he gets to take that as well. Shmuel Amashmuel says, Moish Yeshloi, he gets to take the money, Shvach Einle. However, he doesn't get to take the Shvach. The first thing you see over here is that a Moicher Sodo L'Chaveroi, even though the Achrayis Nechasim were not written in the Shtar, Shmuel holds Achrayis Toysoif, and Rav also holds Achrayis Toysoif. So you see, it's not only Shmuel, it's Rav as well. The two G'dayli Ador were both of the opinion that Achrayis Toysoif. The shaila is when the lekeach goes back to the meicher, who sold him a field that didn't really belong to him. Could he also collect the shvach, or could he not collect the shvach? So again, the Gemara said, Rav said, yeshloi mois v'yeshloi shvach, Shmuel amar mois, yeshloi, could collect the money, you can't collect the shvach. They asked Rav Huni the following shaila, according to Shmuel that said that he doesn't get the shvach, pirush lois ha-shvach mao, what if it wasn't Toy Sefer? What if it was written mefurish in the shtar? What if the shtar said that in the event that me, the lekeach, find out that you, the meicher, were a gazlin, you stole that field, it wasn't your field that you sold me, I'm going to want my money back, and I'm going to want the shvach. At that point, could he get the shvach or not? Says the Gemara, time of the Shmuel, Mishun Doloi Pirish, is the reason that Shmuel holds he doesn't get the shvach, because he didn't specify the shvach. V'hocha Pirish, let's say, if he specified it, he should certainly be able to get it. Oidulma, time of the Shmuel, or perhaps time of the Shmuel, is given the less lekarka, being that it turned out that the field that was sold was not really the Meicher's field, Mechsik Ribbis. So maybe the reason I can't get the Shvach is it looks like Ribbis. Because initially this started off like a regular Mecher. It was a Monday morning, a regular Mecher was going down. Ruvain buys a field from Shimon, thinking that he's buying Shimon's field. It turns out Shimon never had a right to sell that field. It wasn't Shimon's field. If it wasn't Shimon's field, that means it wasn't a Mecher. So what happens? We unwind the transaction. Reuven gets his money back. We're not unwinding a mecher though, because it was never a mecher. So what was it? When Shimon had Reuven's money, why was he holding Reuven's money? Now the truth is, because they thought there was a mechira, there really wasn't a mechira. But if right now we're going to define it, you know what it looks like? It looks like he must have loaned him the money. I gave you the money, give it back to me. That's usually what a loan is. So even though it wasn't really done as a loan, it was done as a mecher that went bad, but it right now looks like a loan. Because the field is negligible at this point. He had no right to sell it, so it's a loan. If I'm going to get the shvach, it looks like ribbis. Because I gave you $100 for the field, I invested another $10 of shvach. If you give me back $110, it's mechzik ribbis. So they asked Rav Huna, it could be the reason Shmuel said you can't take the shvach. It's not because it's a shayla of toy sefer, lav toy sefer. It could be even if it's written in the shtar, you have no right to take the shvach. It's mechzik ribbis. It's a ribbis shayla. And because of the ribbis shayla, maybe it's for that reason they ain't allowed to take it. So that was the shayla they asked Rav Huna. Amalei told him first, in, yeah. Then he said, no, v'lav, v'rafi b'yodi. Bekitza, he wasn't sure. Itmar says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Even though Rav Huna wasn't sure what Shmuel's halacha was, Rav Nachman was very sure. Mois, yeshloi, shvach, einloi, afal, pisha, pira, l'shalayas, ha-shvach. Even if he told him a furish that I want to take the money back for the shvach. Still, you can't. My time, I keep the karka ein loy. Schar ma'osav oimed v'noytol. Being that he's not getting the karka, it looks like the money that he's taking back as payment for a loan. If it's payment for a loan, if you take back more than you gave, it's mechzik ribis. It's for that reason that halacha is going to be shvach ein loy. Needless to say, and that will segue us into tomorrow's daf, is that this cheshash is only a cheshash if the reason the field was taken away from the lekeach is because we found out later that the mecha was a gazlan. So he never sold, the mecha was never a mecha. Being that the mecha was never a mecha, so it looks like it was a loan. It looks like it was a loan. If I take back more than I gave you, it looks like it's ribbis. But to the extent that the reason the field was taken away from the lekeach was not based on the premise that it was a stolen field, but the mecha, it turns out, had a bal chayv, and this field was meshubit, so nobody's saying that he had no right to sell it. He had a right to sell it. It was punked meshubit to a chayv. When the chayv was due, the meicher didn't have any bnei chayrin. As a result, the malva had a right to go to the lekuchos to collect from the meshubadim, and now he's taking the field for Reuven. In that case, no one's going to argue that you're allowed to take the shvach. Because it's not now huver hadover that it wasn't a mecher. It was always a mecher. It was just a mecher where there was a lien on the property. As a result, the property was taken away. Now, when I collect the mayach reis lechosim, why can't I collect my shvach? The whole machlik is Rav and Shmuel. This whole last sugya is dafka where the field was taken away, mishum gezel. It turns out the mecher wasn't a mecher. If the mecher wasn't a mecher, it is mechzik halva. If it's mechzik halva, we don't want any shvach, because now already that shvach is mechze kiribis.